You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, you are listening to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. Look ahead to all the action coming up on Thursday. We've got domestic action coming up at Epsom, Haydock, Newbury, Perth and Yarmouth for you. And of course, it'll all be live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:40. Dave Kalner will be joined by Chris Pimlott and Gareth Topham to look at all of the day's action for race commentaries as well, of course. But for now, my name's John Gibby, joined by Andrew Mount to look ahead to the action and some of the other big things coming up this week. So how are you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks, John. First time I've worked with you, so I'm obviously very excited.
Yeah, well, so you should be. It's a new experience and, we'll see how it goes.
Good stuff.
Fantastic. Well, before we look at what's coming up on Thursday, let's have a look at a big race, of course, coming up on Saturday in the form of the Eclipse. Really the first chance we get to see the classic generation of middle distance horses coming up against their older peers in practice. And it's looking like this year it might be dominated by the three-year-olds, Andrew.
Well, the betting certainly is at the moment, although I think it's possible that one of the older horses will take this. Obviously, the Derby form's well represented here by the likes of the current favourite, Cliffs of Moher. And we've also got the fourth from Epsom, Eminent, as well. And, of course, Barney Roy representing the classic generation, having beaten Lancaster Bomber into second when taking the St James's Palace Stakes at Ascot last time. My concern with Barney Roy, much as I respect the horse, is that he's stepping up to 10 furlongs for the first time. And if we're looking at the Eclipse in terms of distance winners, horses yet to run beyond a mile are 0-8 since 2001, including three who were beaten at odds of 7-2 or shorter. So that will be a concern for Barney Roy backers. So I think I'm going to go with one of the older horses here, and that's Decorated Knight for Roger Charlton. This horse has got a fantastic record over 9 or 10 furlongs since joining Roger Charlton. 5 wins, a second to Highland Reel last time out at Royal Ascot, and a 6th place on unsuitably soft ground at Maidan back in March. So with conditions to suit, I think there's no Highland Reel in this lineup. I think Decorated Knight can take the Eclipse here. He's currently priced at 8-1.
That's not a bad price if you think he's got a good chance. It's interesting on Barney Roy as well, because I really like the horse, and I think I probably will be with him for this race. But in terms of that stamina, you hear Richard Hannon talking earlier in the week, and they said, will he stay 1 mile 2 furlong? And he was sort of, I don't know, we'll find out on Saturday. To be honest, I'm not fully confident.
Well, exactly. And jockey James Doyle, after the Ascot win, said he's a great long stride. He's a top-class miler with a good turn of foot. I wouldn't rule him out of getting a bit further. He doesn't say he's crying out for the step up to 10 furlongs. He says he might get a bit further. So, having won a group race over a mile, I'd be slightly concerned about the step up to 10 furlongs.
Any chance Jack Hobbs turns up here? And if he does, is he a threat?
I think he's hard to back after that Eclipse at Royal Ascot when he trailed home last of 8 behind Highland Reel. And if you're going to have an alternative in the race, I'd be quite interested in Saluin, one of the three-year-olds trained by Sylvester Kirk. This one's currently priced at 33-1. Had some good form as a juvenile. He was third in the Racing Post Trophy at Doncaster, a Group 1 contest. Was a 16-1 shot that day. Things haven't gone quite to plan this year, although he met all sorts of trouble going when midfield in the Derby. And again, he didn't get the clearest of passages when mid-division behind Permium at Royal Ascot. And my theory with Saluin is that he probably needs a small field. His two runs have come in a very small field, 6 and 5 ran. And if this race cuts up considerably, as it has done in some previous years, then maybe Saluin could cause a bit of an upset here. It's also worth mentioning the great current form of the Sylvester Kirkyard. Four runners in the last few days. Three of those won at odds of 9-2, 7-2, and 3-1.
So, decorated night for the main selection, soloing as the alternative there.
That's right.
Fantastic. Well, that's the Eclipse coming up at Sandown Park this Saturday at 3:35. Of course, you can hear it live on William Hill's Racing Radio. But now we move to focus on the action coming up on Thursday. There's a few decent meetings coming up, especially in the evening. We'll start in the afternoon, though, with Yarmouth's 4:20. It's a handicap over a 1 mile, 1 furlong. We got six runners declared for this one. And it's looking a relatively open contest, I'd say. Andrew, would you agree?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting contest, this one. We've got Yarmouth form represented by Dara Prince, who won here over a mile last time. Sorry, in a mile two last time out, beating Seafarer by a head. Got a good speed figure for winning that particular contest and should go well again. But I'm going to take a chance on a horse who also ran in that event, and that's Tamayev for Hugo Palmer. Now, Hugo Palmer was really slow to get going this season, and if we go back to mid-June when Tamayev was fourth to Dara Prince in that Yarmouth contest, the stable was bang out of sorts. But in the last few days, they've really come to hand, and it's eight winners from 30 runners at the time of recording this podcast in the past fortnight for Hugo Palmer. So I think that Tamayev, with the yard in better form now, might be valued to reverse the form against Dara Prince.
I think sometimes Hugo Palmer's runners, I don't know what it's been, maybe it has been that recent poor form, but I've seen a few of his runners underrated recently, I think, in the betting and in terms of people previewing races. And would you put that down to how things have been going?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he had a 12-1 winner at Doncaster on Saturday night, and quite rare for his horses, particularly in a maiden as that was, and first time out to start at that sort of price. So I think he's probably got lots of well-handicapped horses in the yard now because they've been running when they're out of sorts, not winning, and hence dropping down the handicap. So I think the good form of the yard can be continued, and I fancy Tamayev here.
Tamayev, it is for Andrew in Yarmouth's 4:20 on Thursday. We move then, though, to the evening action, probably where the pick of the day's action is, really, including a meeting at Epsom, and their 7:15 is a 6 furlong handicap for horses aged 3 years old and above. 9 go to post for this one. And again, it's looking a very interesting contest, this one, Andrew. A few horses bringing course and distance form into this one, which we know can be very important at Epsom.
That's right. We've had a real mixed bag of winners in this race in recent years, with winners aged between 3 and 8 years old. Interesting that John Gallagher has won this 3 times, including 2 years ago with Icy Mist, and he runs Major Pusey here. Major Pusey got a really good speed figure when going down narrowly to Handsome Dude and a hot handicap at Haydock last time. A slight concern that his only previous outing at Epsom saw him finish a very modest 7th of the 10 runners. But with the trainer having targeted this race in previous years, perhaps Major Pusey can go well. But I'm going to side with Reputation, the top weight here, trained by John Quinn. Now, Reputation won the big 6 furlong handicap here on Derby Day, beating Naggers into second. It was a 25-1 shot that day. He's since disappointed at York, but that came over 7 furlongs. And I think this 6 furlongs is his trip. If you knock out his seasonal debuts, which he always needs, his record over 6 furlongs on good or faster going is 3 wins, a second and a third from 6 starts. So assuming he has underfoot conditions to suit and there are no thunderstorms at Epsom in the next 24 hours, I think Reputation is the one to beat here.
Reputation then for Andrew, and that's 7:15 at Epsom. And it's just a quarter of an hour later, our next race at 7:30, the race at Newbury, over a mile and 4 furlongs, a handicap for horses aged 3. And there's a few last-time-out winners in this field, Andrew, including On to Victory for Eve Johnson-Horton and Tom Marquand. Carries a £6 penalty, but it was a very easy victory for the horse last time.
That's right, and that's the one I'm going to side with. Eve Johnson-Horton's been in fantastic form all season. The winners have still been coming this week. And she won this race last year with 7-1 shot Scarlet Dragon. Now, On to Victory has improved leaps and bounds since gelded over the winter. Reappeared with a second at Kempton over 7 furlongs, a trip that's clearly on the short side. And since then, a win at Leicester over a mile on soft ground, a second by a neck over 10 furlongs at Sandown. And then last time out, as you say, that very impressive eight-length Salisbury romp on his first start over a mile and a half. And that came on good to soft ground. He encounters quicker conditions today. But I think, you know, the trainer's not going to let him take his chance if she doesn't think he's going to handle them. And I think On to Victory can follow up under the penalty.
Yeah, I do think it's impossible not to be very impressed with what On to Victory achieved last time. And given the manner of the victory, you're looking at a £6 rise for this race, potentially more going forward when the handicapper has his say. So,
yes, indeed. We should also give a good mention to Duke of Bronte for Rod Millman. And another yard has had a really good season. Won here over a mile on good to firm ground back in April. Didn't handle the soft ground next time and was perhaps given a little bit too much to do. And similar comments could apply when only fourth at Goodwood last time. Again, just could never get into the race when the front runners didn't come back in a race that was steadily run. So with a decent pace to chase, more likely here, Duke of Bronte could well be the danger to my selection On to Victory.
Just wanted to put in a mention as well for Melting Dugas, for Ryan Moore and Sir Michael Stout in this race. The beaten favourite last time out, slightly disappointing that day, but may not have loved the soft ground at Carlisle. Wears a first-time visor now, and I think could potentially be worth another chance for some very high-flying connections.
Certainly wouldn't surprise me if Melting Dew bounced back with victory in the first-time headgear here, but there's always the worry that Sir Michael Stout trained and Ryan Moore ridden runners are going to be overbetting the market and perhaps not provide much in the way of value.
Okay, well, that's the 7:30 at Newbury. We now move on to our final race that we're going to look at on the podcast, and that's the next race at Newbury, which is the 8:05, and it's a Class 4 handicap over 6 furlongs. We've got 12 that have been declared for this one, and, well, if I said some of the other races look open, this one really does look open, Andrew.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I've written the Racing Post spotlight for this particular race, and I'll read what I've written. This is incredibly competitive, with 7 last time out winners on show, and the other 5 all having made the frame last time out. So, it's tricky, to put it mildly. I've got a short list that includes Belle Desert, Caroline, Cop, DM Lady. But the one I'm going for is Angel of Darkness for Charles Hills. This one has improved since handicapping this year. And so it was second in a maiden at Kempton back in January. But since going into handicap company, form figures of first, second by a head, first and second by a neck. Now, that second by a neck came at Newmarket last time out, and perhaps didn't quite see out the stiff 7 furlongs on an uphill track. And if you only look at his handicap runs over today's trip of 6 furlongs, it's 2 wins from 2 starts, both in decent times. And although it's very, very competitive, I think the Charles Hills filly can make it 3 from 3 and 6 furlong handicaps here.
Angel of Darkness there for Andrew in the 8:05 at Newbury. Looking at the race as well, not only are there a couple of potentially unexposed runners in this field here, Andrew, but also just looking at the form figures, the number of 1s, 2s and 3s.
Well, that's it. I say every horse finished in the first four last time out, 7 of those were winning. Of the last time out winners, perhaps Jersey Breeze was the most impressive when she won at Bath last time by 2.5 lengths, taking her record since fitted with a visor to 2 wins from 2 starts. Slight concern that she seems better around a turn. She did win at Leicester previously, but does seem particularly suited by turning tracks. But she's just one of several with a great chance here.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you can find the winner for this one, the 8:05 in Newbury, I will be very, very impressed. And of course, you can hear it live on William Hill's Racing Radio, as with all tomorrow's action. Andrew, thanks very much for your thoughts on this Thursday racing podcast.
Yeah, thanks very much, John.
And we'll be back with another racing podcast tomorrow here at William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.